Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. From whichever part of the world you are tuning into, this is Sirisha Verma from Branding My Pixels, and today is Thursday. Thursday, I generally cover a business case study video, and today I'm going to talk about the largest IPO in India and the company that is bringing the largest IPO. The company, this is a new age company in India, and this specific company is the largest payment platform as well in India for the digital payments. So we will talk more about this company. We will talk about its business model. We'll talk about the services and how this company will make money. And apart from that, by the end of this podcast, we will also be talking about three important business lessons for small business owners. So stay tuned. The company that I'm talking about is called as Paytm. Paytm is the largest payment platform in India. And Paytm was founded way back in 2001. Actually, back in 2001, it was not called as Paytm, but it was called by its parent company, which is 197 Communications. And it was founded by Vijay Shekhar Sharma. And Paytm is currently out for IPO here in the Indian market. And the money that Paytm is looking to raise with this IPO is rupees 18,300 crores, making it India's largest IPO. So, Paytm, as I told you, was founded way back in 2001. Under its parent company called as 197 Communications. And the way that Paytm started was, back then, Paytm or 197 Communications used to work on SMS services. So specifically, if you are in India or if you are in any part of the world, probably you must have got 10 years ago certain SMSs. These are bulk SMSs, cold SMSs, wherein probably you were getting these tips of the day, astrology for the day, if you are of a particular sign, then how your day would be, how your month would be, etc. So these SMSs were something that 197 Communications used to work when they started way back in 2001. By 2010, they founded this Paytm brand, wherein they started working on the digital payments platform. Now, if you specifically look at Paytm, Paytm has three key businesses. Number one is their payment services. Number two is their financial services. And number three is the commerce and cloud services. Along with the first two services, which is payment and financial services, Paytm is able to generate 75% of its revenue. Let us talk more about what these services mean and what Paytm offers under these services. Number one, payment services. So when we talk about payment services, specifically Paytm produces this mobile wallet. So most of the transactions that have happened through the pandemic, and even before pandemic, there was this demonetization which happened in India, and cash was something that was not being exchanged because of demonetization. Everybody wanted to make sure that they had only white transactions, clean transactions. So digital payments actually got a push back then when demonetization was announced. But with the pandemic coming, happening through the world, specifically in India, all the payments actually moved to the digital platforms, and that is where mobile wallet came into picture. So using mobile wallet, you can do in-store purchases, you can do online purchases as well. But again, the basic question here is, why do we have to use a mobile wallet when we have net banking, right? All the banks here in India now have net banking, so they have their own apps which you can download on your mobile and then can pay for the different transactions that you are making. Of course, across the world, it is the same. All the banks have apps wherein you download those and then you make the transactions. When it is that simple, why do you need another layer which is called the mobile wallet? That is a good question. And to answer this, I have a couple of things that I want to talk about. Number one, a mobile wallet is much easier to use rather than use net banking. Because when it comes to net banking, every time your credentials are not saved, even if it is your own mobile device, because it is not secure. So every time you have to make a transaction payment, you have to log in even to your net banking mobile app. But with a mobile wallet, because it is generally connected to your mobile phone, but also because of encryption, it also contains all the different details like your debit cards, credit cards, and your accounts. It makes it that much more easier to make the transaction payments. Number two is mobile wallets are generally more secure because of their encrypted information that they send whenever a transaction happens through them. But if you look at a net banking kind of app, probably if you are accessing it in a public place using a public Wi-Fi, you can never be sure that that is a safe transaction to make. Number three, mobile wallet can actually store multiple accounts and multiple debit and credit card information. So most of us working individuals at least have more than one bank account. So one is for your salary account and one is probably your savings account. So in that case, using a mobile wallet, you can actually store multiple accounts informations and multiple debit and credit card information that you can easily access to make any payments. Of course, number four, all the mobile wallet companies try to push you to make use of the features that they have by providing you with incentives, like it could be rewards, it could be cashback points, and it could be reward points which you accumulate over a period of time, and then you can redeem it either for cash or for goodies as well. So this was the first service, which was payment services. Let us come back to the second service, which is financial services provided by Paytm. So when it comes to financial services, Paytm has also come up with this bank, which is called as Paytm Payment Bank. Now, why is this important? This is important because bank generally as an institution holds a lot of cash, right? So most of us, we don't store cash. We don't put cash in our homes, or we don't burrow a hole and then put our cash in it. But we generally store all of our money in a bank. Now, what does bank do, right? Bank keeps all the money that you deposit with them. And whenever you have to make a transaction payment, bank additionally charges a transaction fee for that. So you are paying a fee to the bank to use your own money. So that way, banks really across the world are all cash rich. Now, if Paytm comes with its own bank, which is Paytm Payment Bank, Paytm will also be cash rich. And one of the best advantages that Paytm has is, in India, if you go to any street vendor, it could be a local chai wala, it could be a vegetable seller, it could be a fruit seller, these people all have access to Paytm. So now everybody is paying even for these smaller transactions, smaller ticket values with Paytm itself, with a digital payment platform. It could be Paytm, it could be something else. So because of this, what is happening is Paytm has this huge reach among the local vendors. And because they already have this captive audience, making them understand that they can create a bank account, they can store their money at the end of the day in the bank, would be really helpful for Paytm to outreach to all these people who generally transact every day in cash as well. So because of this penetration, Paytm was able to create a total of 65 million accounts and deposits worth of 5,800 crore rupees. Service number three is commerce and cloud services. Now, Paytm as a company was able to push a lot of people to use their digital wallet services by giving them incentives like cash rewards, cash backs or reward points, etc. Because they already have a hold on this rewards and loyalty program, what they're currently doing with the commerce and cloud services is they are enabling other enterprises, telecom companies, and digital fintech platforms to use these subscription-based rewards and loyalty program in their own business. So they are acting as a vendor and they are implementing this system that they have developed in-house to all these other people as a service. Now, how does Paytm make money? Not just Paytm, but any payment platform out there, any digital payment platform out there generally uses these ways to make money. Number one is transaction fee. So anytime you use your mobile wallet to pay for a particular transaction, generally the payment platform provider charges a transaction fee, which is around 0.5 to 1%. Number two, of course, the point of sale, because how Paytm works is your bill has to be generated and then you pay against the bill. So Paytm has to have information regarding how much is the bill so you can make the right amount of payment. So that is where the point of sale instruments or software also comes into picture. The third way is, of course, Paytm has come up with this unique concept of soundbox. So if you are in India, then if you go to a local vendor, it could be a fruit seller, it could be a vegetable seller, it could be a local chai wala as well. Whenever you make the payment using Paytm, you hear a sound which says so-and-so amount of payment has been received. Right? That concept is called as Paytm soundbox. And again, for the point of sale system and the Paytm soundbox, Paytm is charging a service fee to the vendors. Point number four is financial services. Because they launched these financial services, they have launched instruments like insurance, mutual funds, etc., wherein they are selling the insurance and mutual fund providers, companies, products, and they are charging these clients a commission fee. This is all great. India's biggest IPO company is out there, which is Paytm. But what can you and I learn as a small business owner from this case study? There are three things that I can learn from this case study, and I hope it will be helpful for you as well. Number one is, don't be afraid to welcome new technology. Paytm started way back in 2001 and they started with SMS service. And then in 2010, they started working on the payment technology platform. They have always been able to embrace new technology and then work with it. How many of us small business owners are open to embracing new technology? We are so worried about marketing our own brands. We don't use digital marketing. We don't want to create a presence on digital, because many small business owners, for example, let me give you a realistic example. Most of the jewelers here in India, whenever I go to them and I talk to them about digital marketing, they tell me a very, for me, I would say a very illogical kind of reasoning. They generally tell me, if I put my products on digital space, that is either I create a social media platform or I create a website, then rather than to reach more people, I will have many more people copying my designs. Yes, how stupid is that? You are not putting out your brand because you are worried that your competitors will copy your designs. I mean, there is no better stupidity than this. So don't try to be that way. At least put your brands out there on the internet to make sure that you reach many more people. Become such a strong brand that no matter whether your competitors copy your designs, they still cannot capture that market. That is number one. Number two, Paytm's revenues currently are 2,800 crores, but their losses are 1,700 crores. That means their losses are on par with their revenues. And the CEO of Paytm has also announced during the IPO that they will continue to lose money and they are okay with it. The concept that you can learn from this point is to have a bigger vision. Don't just think about today. Don't just think about tomorrow. Don't just think about a week from now or a year from now. Think about generations to come. If you invest a bit of money or if you lose a bit of money today, do you think you will be able to capture the market? Become the market's first mover. Be able to take the advantage of being a first mover? If then, please do go ahead and keep shelling out that money, because this will give you a compounded effect. And that is what Paytm is also doing. Paytm is trying to saturate the market by making sure that they capture as much market share as possible, though they are losing money, because that will really help them put out new products, sell more other products to their captive audience once they have captured the whole market. And that is what they are doing currently. Point number three, Again, this is a point that is very, very important for small business owners. Diversification only post stabilization. So Paytm has a couple of services, right? They have payment services, they have financial services, they have cloud and commercial services. But Paytm only launched those services once their payment services were full-fledged. They were able to capture the market in India, which is around 40% of the market share, and then they launched the other services. Again, this is a point that most of the small business owners don't understand. We all have this shiny object syndrome wherein we think our competitor or the person next to us is making more money but providing other services. And this rampage you could actually see during the pandemic, where everybody started manufacturing masks, everybody started selling masks, everybody started selling sanitizers. But is that your core business? If it is just an extension to your core business, it really works out well for you. But if you are just going out of the way just to make a quick buck, then you are definitely not a businessman, you are a trader. So which one are you? I hope this has been an interesting podcast. This is Sirisha Varma, founder, chief strategist at Branding Web Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company, coming live to you from India. I record podcasts thrice a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tuesday, I talk about a digital marketing topic. Thursday, I talk about a business case study. And Saturday, I talk about a book review. We have been reading this amazing book, The Greatest Salesman in the World by O.G. Mandino. And this week, Saturday, we will be reading Scroll 6. So this week on Tuesday, I recorded a podcast on Facebook Marketplace, wherein you could list your products for free and start selling locally. If you have not checked it out, please do go ahead and check that out as well. If you like the content that I'm creating in my podcast, please do subscribe to my podcast. If you think this will be helpful for people in your network, please do share the podcast with them as well. This is Sirisha Varma signing off for today. I'll see you back on Saturday. Take care. Bye.